loose. And Jesus comes in those days. And Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. And Mark writes about something and uses a term that Isaiah used. Back in Isaiah 64, when Isaiah was looking for that coming Savior, he writes, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." And here, when Jesus was baptized by John, it says, "And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove." Other versions say, "He saw the heavens torn open." You see, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened now. All this time has passed, and the time is right for God to fulfill his promise that he would send the one who would be the Savior of the world. And here he is. Here he is. And if you follow the things that happen shortly after, Jesus is teaching and he's preaching and he's in Galilee. He's in the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John and Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, sick with fever. He heals her. And that evening, sun is set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at their door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases. He cast out many demons. He did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. The demons knew who he was. They knew what was happening. And I want to impress upon you how big of a thing this was in this day. Jesus of Nazareth here. And what was he doing? What was happening? He's healing the sick. Verse 37 of chapter 1. After Jesus had gone out to a private place to pray, they find him. You see, everyone is looking for you. Look with me in a few verses later. After he heals the leper, and he says to go and say nothing to anyone. But he does. He went out to proclaim it freely that he had been healed by Jesus and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction, looking for this Jesus, the one who heals people. And he enters Capernaum, chapter 2 and verse 1. And after some days it was heard that he was in the house, and immediately many gathered together so that there was no more room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. And they lower the paralytic down. He heals them. He heals that man. And a lesson is there. He, over and over again, these things are happening. And look at the crowds that are gathering in chapter 3 and verse 7. But Jesus withdrew his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea, which was south, and from beyond the Jordan, which was east. and those from Tyre and Sidon, way up north and west. A great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him. So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitude, lest they should crush him. For he healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed about him to touch him. And unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. They knew who he was. They knew what was going on. The people understood something's different about this man. He can heal people. And they thronging about him in massive crowds, clamoring for him just to touch him, because if I touch him, I'll be healed. You see, this was no small thing. And that's what I want us to recognize, is this is the greatest thing that ever, ever happened. But not everybody accepted him. They could not deny what was happening. Look at verse 20 in chapter 3. A multitude comes together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. They're in their own house. They can't even eat because of the crowds around them. They didn't all accept him. His own people come and they say, "He's out of his mind." The scribes come. "He has Beelzebub. And by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." Not everybody accepted him. Did they deny what was happening? No. Did they recognize he was casting out demons? Yes. Did they recognize he was healing people? Yes. But what did they say? "That's Satan. He's from Satan." Oh no. He had rule over that. And his brothers and his mother come, standing out, they're calling to him, and they look, "Your mother, your brothers," this is at the end of the chapter. And he said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Who are my sisters?" He looked around in a circle, at all those that were around him, all the people that were around him following after him, that were his disciples, the ones that wanted to be there, wanted to hear what he had to say, the ones that wanted to be healed. His disciples, and he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters, those who follow after me." He said, for "whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother." Whoever does the will of God. This was a massive, massive thing. So much so that we're still talking about this. But people will reject it. People will refuse it. But we don't need to forget what Christ had come to do. He had come to heal us in a much bigger way than physical health. He had come to save our souls from death. He's made everything ready. He's provided a way that we could be healed. And I want to encourage you tonight to not be caught up in the distractions of this world. To remember that we have a Savior. And if you've become a child of God, a brother of Christ, sister, stay focused on Him. Don't forget who you belong to. Don't be distracted by the things of this world. Do not fall away from that. Stay strong in that. Because we've become a part of a kingdom that is much greater than all. than this. This is small. So endure that and be strengthened in that. But if you haven't become a child of God, you've missed it all. You're missing it. Don't miss this. Don't neglect such a great thing that's come before us. Obey the Lord. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Do the will of the Lord. Obey the gospel. Obey the gospel call. Believe in who He is, the Son of God. Confess His name. Turn away from the sins in your life. Be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. And raise up to walk in newness of life. You can have that tonight. If you will. If you will. You need to respond to the invitation tonight. Please come forward as we stand and sing. Amen. Well,